Chapter 5. The monster let me go. I walked down the mountain. I felt very unsure. I didn't want to create another monster. I thought, it's not a good idea. I'll have to go to England to learn more. I felt guiltier because William and Justine died because of me. It made me very sad. My father was very worried. "What's wrong, Victor?" he asked. "You're very nervous. Are you worried about getting married?" "No, it isn't the wedding. I'm very happy that I'm getting married," I said. I was going to marry Elizabeth. I was in love with her. She was the only thing that made me happy. "Then we shall have a party." "We'll have your wedding now," my father said. "Not yet. I need to go to England. When I come back, I'll marry Elizabeth," I said. "How long do you need to go to England for?" my father asked. 2 years, I said. "I'll ask Henry to go with you. He's working with his father in Geneva," said my father. Henry was very excited. He didn't like working for his father. We went to London. We travelled around England and Scotland. I wanted to make the female monster. I wanted to get rid of the other monster. I took Henry to see a friend in Scotland. Henry stayed with him. I went to the Orkney Islands to make the female monster. I worked in a shack. It was very hard. It made me feel sick. I didn't want to make another monster. I was worried. What if she doesn't want to go to South America? I thought. What if the creatures have children? There'll be a race of devils on Earth. I looked up. The monster was standing at the window. He was smiling. He was watching me work. I couldn't finish the monster. I destroyed her. The monster was very angry. I had broken my promise. "You've condemned me to a life of loneliness. I'll never forgive you. I'll punish you. You'll be very sorry for breaking your promise. You'll see me again. I'll see you on your wedding night," said the monster. He left the hut. I was very scared. Henry sent me a letter. It said, "I'm bored. I want to move on." I cleaned the hut, packed up all my tools, and took what was left of the female monster. I threw the female monster into the sea. I fell asleep in the boat. I woke up. It was very windy. "I can't row back to the mainland. I'll die at sea," I thought. The winds changed. I got back to the shore. People were waiting for me. "There he is, the murderer," they said. They took me to the judge. I didn't know what was happening. I listened to the people talk. They had found a body on the beach. All the people saw my boat close to the shore. The judge took me to see the body. It was Henry. There were black marks on his neck. The monster had killed him. He had broken his neck with his hands. I fainted. My best friend was dead. I was very sick for 2 months. I got better. I was still in prison. The judge came to see me. "There's someone here to see you," said the judge. "It's the monster. He's come to hurt me again," I thought. But it was my father. "Are you okay?" he asked. "Father, why are you here?" I asked. "I got a letter. It said you were ill and Henry was dead. I came straight away. I didn't want you to be on your own," he said. "I'm so glad you're here," I said. My father came with me to court. The judge set me free. We went back to Geneva. I was very weak. My father took me to Paris. I rested. I got a letter from Elizabeth. It said, I'm very worried about you. You're ill again. I'm scared that you're in love with another woman and that you're not really ill but seeing her. Please tell me the truth. I wrote a letter to Elizabeth. It said, "You're the only woman I love. You are my joy." I remembered what the monster said. "I'll see you on your wedding night." The monster is going to attack me. I'll fight him. One of us will die. It will all be over, I thought. We got back to Geneva. I was glad to be home. It was good to see Elizabeth. We planned the wedding. Elizabeth was still worried. I said, "Everything will be fine when we're married. I have a secret to tell you. It's a bad secret. I can only tell you about it when we're married." I was very worried. It was nearly time for my wedding. I was scared to fight the monster. I married Elizabeth. We were happy. We went to a cottage for the night. It was my father's cottage. It had a very pretty garden. Elizabeth and I went for a walk in it. I was looking for the monster. He'll appear at any moment. Elizabeth will be upset. The monster is so ugly. She'll be scared by the fight, I thought. "Elizabeth, you must go to bed early," I said to her. Elizabeth went to bed, and I started looking for the monster. Elizabeth screamed. It was Elizabeth that he was going to kill, I thought. I ran to Elizabeth. She was dead. The monster was gone. I went back to Geneva. I told my father Elizabeth was dead. My father was so upset. He died 2 days later. I was so upset. I went to see the judge. I told him about the monster. I said, "The monster killed Elizabeth. You must find it." "I don't believe you," said the judge. "I'll spend the rest of my life hunting the monster. I'll find him and I'll kill him," I thought.